WTTS on demand.
It's 92.3 WTTS in Paulman and Hall. As if this guy didn't have enough going on already with the House of Blues, all the movies that he's involved with. We'll get to some of this stuff later on. Now he's in the vodka business. It is my privilege this morning to have Dan Aykroyd, who is going to be with us, WTTS, tomorrow afternoon between 4 and 6 at the Payless Liquors, 96th and Interstate 69 by the Home Depot there to promote his new vodka. Dan, people are going to freak out. They're going to come in for their six-pack, and there's Dan Aykroyd actually standing there.
I will actually be there in person. You can see the Tyrannosaur in person. I will sign bottles for you, as well as three pieces of anything you'd like to bring from my past career, because I enjoy that retrospective every time I go out for a signing. I get reminded I've been around a long time. But the whole thing originated from my want to have a vodka that did not have a viscous, oily, satiny front of the mouthfeel, didn't have that fake feel that you get in a lot of vodkas today. Also, the perfumey feel when you take the cork off the bottle. A lot of vodkas today will add glycol, that's antifreeze. They will add citrus oil, which is a raw bug exterminant in its raw form, and they will add raw sugar. We have removed all of that, and we just won the World San Francisco Spirits Competition, and we got a double gold award, which means that it was a unanimous choice. Over 200 white liquids, 30 judges voted ours the best. So, you know, we're not selling used battery acid to the consumer, and I love coming down to the signings. I get to see what people are wearing, what they're listening to, whether they bring their kids. I see Ghostbusters and Blues Brothers. It's really a lot of fun for me. I'm entertained the whole time.
I feel like I'm talking to Roman.
Roman Craig, rule one, buddy, have fun. Oh, yay, jeez, Cal, you know. I love that movie. That was Aunt Candy, of course, my good colleague from Canada, and Howie Deutsch directed it. And it was written by John Hughes, wonderful writer, and I really do miss him. He was one of the good ones, and Great Outdoors holds up, no doubt.
Now, are you working on a new Ghostbusters?
As we speak, the script is on my desk, all split apart for my revision stage, which I'm working on now with the writers that we commissioned to do the.
And this is going to be an original cast, almost, right?
It's going to be there's going to be new Ghostbusters for sure. Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole, you know, we want to hand off the torch. So I think everybody knows that much of it. Any more than that, I can't really say at this point. We're getting into industrial secret territory now that we get closer to production.
And right now, your Blues Brothers act is in town too. Not your personal, but your endorsed Blues Brothers act.
Yes, they're very, very good. They love the music. I recommend people go see that. This is something that Judy Belushi and I put together with them, and it is really one of the best tribute bands out there. They really commit to the music. The two Jake and Elwood impersonators are, well, I would say replicators rather than, that's the polite word, replicators. They're great.
Where do you get the energy to sustain everything that you're involved in?
You know, being invigorated, living in North America, being so grateful for how we live in this country, I guess also being motivated to kind of get out there and make things better in the world. We've got a poverty rate of, you know, 46 million in the United States. It hasn't been this high since the 1950s, or in 50 years, I'm sorry. There's got to be something that sets it right. And so I think creating jobs, which we're doing with the vodka company, certainly does that. And having a product in the market keeps the trucks moving, keeps people operating the forklifts, keeps commissions coming in for salespeople to send their kids through college. So I feel good that I've created with my partners something that's actually tangible, that's in the market, that's bringing in wealth for people, be it the people on the line right up to my evil Canadian partner who runs everything.
Well, Dan, we appreciate it all. Thank you so much, and thanks for talking to me today.
Oh, thank you very much.
WTTS on demand.